The former director of foreign policy issues for the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee, Steve Rosen, has filed a $21 million civil lawsuit against his former employer, claiming the pro-Israel lobby defamed Mr. Rosen for what has long been common practice for AIPAC, obtaining and transferring classified U.S. government documents.
His whole lawsuit rests on proving that there was nothing particularly out of line for him to go and solicit and receive classified information, file it with the directors, circulate it within and without AIPAC to achieve the objectives of the lobby.
The August 24th SIR reply to AIPAC's motion to dismiss Mr. Rosen's claim reads, indeed, the complaint explains that Mr. Rosen's responsibilities at AIPAC involves routinely receiving information on foreign policy provided by the government, which is not generally available to the wider public, and that AIPAC and its leadership, including the named defendants, were all aware of this aspect of his job and expected this of him. It further explains that Mr. Rosen was practically valued for this reason, and that other AIPAC officers and directors, including several named defendants, also engaged in this practice. Mr. Rosen is said to be one of the lobby's most influential and powerful figures in directing and advising U.S. Middle East policy. NPR once described Mr. Rosen as a larger-than-life figure, responsible for expanding AIPAC's political and national clout.
There was a lot of frustration on the level of operational law enforcement officials that, once again, that would happen after they felt they had fairly good evidence to prove that there was, in fact, espionage-related activity taking place within AIPAC.
Both Mr. Smith's books, Foreign Agents and America's Defense Line, dig deep into the history of the Israel lobby, detailing the 1963 Fulbright Senate hearings that exposed the lobby's startup financing directed from Jerusalem and the U.S. Justice Department's secret battle to register and regulate the Israel lobby as an agent of a foreign government.
AIPAC only exists because its predecessor organization was effectively shut down when a Senate investigation and a Department of Justice investigation found that they had received approximately $35 million in today's dollars from the Jewish Agency in Jerusalem to fund startup think tanks, fund news campaigns, fund Isaiah Cannon's and now AIPAC's Near East report. The FARA office, the Foreign Agents Registration Act office, requires that anybody bringing that kind of money into the United States and lobbying, whether it's public relations or direct to the government, disclose all of their activities.
For decades, law enforcement agencies have been pushing to have the pro-Israel lobby register as a foreign agent under the Foreign Agent Registration Act of 1938. Despite near success to register the pro-Israel lobby under the FARA Act during the Kennedy administration, all attempts afterward to regulate AIPAC have failed. Press TV contacted the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee to comment about the lawsuit, but our phone calls were not returned. Jahan Hafiz, Press TV, Washington.